This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
He is charged with starting a fire on January 1st, which is the fire that burned down the Palisades. It did take a week to reignite, but he is charged with starting the Palisades fire. He started it on January 1st.
Yeah, that's a crazy story. That's the acting U.S. attorney in Los Angeles making that announcement of the arrest yesterday. Our friend Brian Ping, who's a St. Louis native and an anchored reporter for KNX Radio in Los Angeles, back with us this afternoon. How are you, Brian? Haven't caught up with you in a little while. Hope all is well in your world.
Yeah, long time no see, Mark. Good to be back with you.
Well, what this was kind of something that caught me off guard. And even when the news conference started yesterday, I was like, ho-hum, what are they going to tell us? But the details of this investigation are just fascinating, aren't they?
Yeah, because you have what happened about a week before this, the awful tragedy, where this individual that they arrested just, you know, goes out and lights this fire. They think they have it under control. And then, wouldn't you know, about 6-7 days later, it gets kicked up by 100-mile-an-hour winds, the likes of which many people will never see in their lifetimes. And we all know what happened after that. So it looks like from the official reports, they're going to put a lot of blame on him. But from what we know, it doesn't tell the whole story. A lot of what happened in the aftermath, there's many different people that factor into this, from what they did and didn't do.
So what do we know about this kid? And I never like really saying the names of school shooters or people like this, but he was a 29-year-old kid who was an Uber driver. He dropped passengers off in the Palisades, and then they say that, you know, he used AI and Googled something or said, can you be blamed for a fire for your cigarette? But they think they have it nailed down to the moment where he used a lighter, and they have the technology that can prove that he basically just lit this fire.
Right, because they have to rule out a couple of things, and is somewhere in the investigation they thought it might have been a cigarette, and yeah, one of those Google searches said, hey, you know, can a cigarette cause this? But, you know, that was ruled out. Fireworks were ruled out. The notion that this might have been, you know, some kind of New Year's party, but, you know, they also, you know, went through his devices and saw that he had listened to some French rap song that
right.
depicted, you know, being depressed and burning down a city. And also, yeah, like you said, looking up things on ChatGPT, generating images of a city burning down. So no doubt a mentally disturbed individual. But whether he, you know, foresaw this actually happening, you know people play out these scenarios in their minds. He goes out of the wilderness and starts a fire and thinks they have it under control. So you really have to wonder whether he intended to do the kind of damage he did, not knowing exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, and some of what he has said to authorities, I think, since being in custody has been, you know, contradictory to the story that he had told previously, right? And some of that, he tripped up, and that's what people do in situations like this. He got tripped up.
Yeah, exactly. And then he makes his way across the country to Florida. I mean, make no mistake, what he did was a bad thing. He had intent from, you know, what we're being told, to do harm. The degree that what he did, I mean, if he wanted to cause mass destruction, mayhem, and terror, I mean, he succeeded beyond his wildest dreams. But it just goes to show what can happen when all the elements are right. And that fire is left to smolder pretty much underground for several days. Typically, if it is on firefighters' radar, which this was, they would sit around to babysit it and do mop-up duty. But apparently there was some evidence that shows they didn't do their due diligence in that regard.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's some of the reporting I'm seeing in the LA Times, is that there's a lot of questions about why, you know, look, it's not unusual that a fire rekindles days or weeks after it's put out. But in this particular station or situation, when you had the fire department that thought that they had that fire under control, that's what makes it a little unusual. Certainly the wind conditions were unique, but there's still some questions about whether or not the firefighters did enough in that particular instance, right?
Yeah, and there was also an after-action report that came out the same day, just hours later. And some of these points just really make your jaw drop. A paperwork error resulted in only one-third of the deployable state resources being pre-positioned ahead of the fire. And we knew the winds were going to be awful several days in advance. We were reporting on that and the capacity for destruction there. 40 LAFD engines were unavailable due to maintenance issues. They set up staging areas that blocked some of the response where they decided to do that. They couldn't get engines to where they needed. A delay in communicating evacuation orders and warnings. And there was an awful element to the Eaton fire a few miles away in Altadena, where alerts were not going out in time, or faulty alerts were being sent out. And a lot of people couldn't respond in time, and some lost their lives over this.
Yeah, it's great. There's so much, and you were with us so often back in January talking about this. I was personally captivated by it and was just amazed by some of the visuals that we're seeing. But this was an interesting development with this young guy, and hopefully it seems like, you know, usually, as you know, when the feds are involved, they have these cases pretty buttoned up. But still some questions, Brian, as you indicated, remain. How the Dodgers going to do in the playoffs here? The Phillies got a little closer last night. I'd like to see the Brewers personally in the World Series, since we're not going to be in the World Series here in St. Louis, Brian, until maybe 2035 or 2040 or 2050.
Yeah, I haven't decided. You know, I'm actually pulling for the Brewers too, because doing it for Hugher, and I think they're due for some success. I like the Brewers. I like Milwaukee. I like going there, and great fan base. The Dodgers had their fun. Of course, if they succeed, they're my home team now. Yeah, that's fun and all, but they better win today, that's for sure. You do not want to go back to Philadelphia.
Look, you're talking to someone, one of my career highlights, who was once a brat in the sausage race at Miller Park.
Oh, is that right?
I came in last, but I was in the sausage race at Miller Park. Brian Ping, awesome to have you on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
All right,
appreciate
take care. Chris Gervino from Columbia, Missouri, is on the Mizzou broadcast team. We'll preview Mizzou and Alabama coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.